The self, as a social creation, organizes the world. In 1273, Rudolf I became king of Germany. Rudolf was an early monarch in what became the Habsburg dynasty. Members of the Habsburg family held sway over a large number of European territories, including what became England, Germany, Spain, and Portugal. How did the family become so powerful? In large part through marriage. The family was associated with a phrase which roughly translates to, "Let others wage war. Thou happy Austria, marry." They used inheritance and strategic marriage to gain control of large areas of Europe. Today, it's hard to imagine leaders of states being decided by marriage. Today, nation states get legitimacy from the people. And such nation states dominate geopolitics. Over the last 300 years or so, the world has gone from a collection of kingdoms and empires to a collection of nation states. The difference between an empire and a nation state is psychologically vast. An empire has subjects who might or might not define themselves as someone living under the empire's rulers. A nation state only exists because people define themselves as members of the nation. We are the nation, not subjects of it. This idea that a people, a community bound by a sense of common history, ancestry, and culture, drives global politics. This idea is incredible. It's an incredible testament to the power and expansiveness of self. The idea of self, the idea that we can connect through the idea of self, the idea of communities defined by a collection of selves, dominates how the world operates. Responses to issues like immigration, arguments about national boundaries, are often arguments about the bounds of self. To understand global politics is to see the commitment to nations as a commitment to self.